Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. My name is Tim Jacquet. I'm a Senior Vice President of Apple Capital Group. Welcome to the show. This is a concept that we've been debating, I think, in my office for the past 3 months, and looking at reaching out to small business owners because we get a lot of questions on how to start your business, how to finance your business, and they mainly go hand in hand. To start a business, to finance business, if you set up at the very beginning of your business, structurally, you should have no problems in financing. I'm going to give you my background. I've started a business 20 years ago, and I bought business, I sold business, and I actually bankrupted some businesses as being a 20-year-old entrepreneur. I'm a graduate from Friends University out in Wichita, Kansas. I've taught for 10 years and have worked for many businesses throughout the United States. AutoNation is one company. Another company, CDG Business Systems, who is an IT company that does a lot of products to the government, IT products. Also, the account rep with a music distribution company. I served as an account exec. I also serve as a development director, and right now I am handling finance for Apple Capital Group. Apple Capital Group is a six-year-old company. It's owned by Tacapa Partners out in Canada. The Partner Capital is a company that does risk financing for commercial real estate, for equipment leasing, and they set up this division to deal with on the small business on a smaller scale. This show originally was supposed to be hosted by my boss, Alex Cronfield, but he had to take an earlier flight today, and he asked me to go ahead and step in for him. So we're going to take turns on it. So it was the first time I actually done a live streaming video. So let's go ahead and get started. Let's talk about business in itself. How to start a business. It's really not really difficult to start a business, and always kind of keep in mind when I tell people, think about when you start a business, do something you're passionate about, that you love to do, that it won't be a chore or work, and keep that always in your mind that you want to keep that energy going, you want to keep that passion going, you want to just sell everything, you want to just live and breathe your business itself. To start off with a business, it's really simple. You can structure yourself by going to the local county or the city office and get something called a business license in some areas or a DBA. I would say probably what you want to do is get both to build your credibility. It's only $10 to get a DBA. Some districts around the country charge an additional $15 for the business license. And you need to check with your local county or city to see exactly which one you need. But always go to your county because that'll cover you countywide then versus going to the city. It's only going to cover you for that particular city. Once you get that, that's only $10 or $15 each. Next thing you want to do is go to the IRS website, irs.gov, and get an employee identification number. You can get that online. It's real simple to do. Go to that website, look for EIN, which means employer identification number, and apply online for your number, and you would get that instantly. Probably it has some questions, a little formality that you need to fill out, a form, but you can get that within probably 5 or 10 minutes. The next step you want to do when you do that is number three, is get a bank account. Take your DBA, take your employer identification number, and get a bank account. And once you do that, this will give you a foundation and the credibility to start your business. Bankers, what they normally want to look at, they want to look at a person that has taken care of business, not asking for a whole bunch of money, and you don't even have basic structure set up. You'd be surprised how many calls we get. Some have an employer identification number. Some don't have a DBA. Some don't have a business license. Some don't even have a bank account and try to borrow $100,000. So, again, the very thing you want to do, get yourself start up with a simple DBA when you first have that idea in your mind. Because once you do that, your timestamp, officially, you start your business. So, again, your DBA and your business license. And some business licenses you have to renew once a year. A DBA sometimes is good for 5 or 10 or 15 years. You just need to check with your county to see what they have. Employer identification number, the EIN, that's good forever. And your bank account is timestamped when you actually start your business. There's also other things you want to do along with that. Is even if you start in your own home, you need to get a website and a phone number that you can list for your business. A website is really important because when we get applications, it's really hard to say how this business is set up. We do a one-page synopsis to say exactly what the business does, but when it goes from the loan officer to credit committee, from credit committee to the credit analyst, and then credit analyst to the underwriters, it goes to 4 or 5 people, 4 to 5 different groups. And at any moment, you'll be surprised how they approve applications just looking at a company's website. They can kind of give them a comfortable feeling. Is this person have everything together? Are they doing what they really need to do to market their business and to increase their sales so they can feel comfortable that they will get their money back? Business listing phone number is really, really important. In the old days, we had AT&T or Southwestern Bell or Pacific Bell, and they would list your number for you. That's not the case today. There's a lot of virtual numbers don't list your business telephone number. So you want to get a phone number for your business, and you want to make sure that business is listed. Commercial lines are from $20 or $30. And I would say invest in a landline first to get for at least 3 or 4 months to get yourself started. Yeah, you're going to pay a bill for $30 or $40 a month. But at least with that, they will actually do some of the work for you, kind of make sure you're listed in Yellow Pages directories. And at least you start stamping a present that you have started a business. So kind of recap real quick. Once that idea comes in your mind, you want to get a DBA. Next thing you want to do, you want to get an employer identification number from the IRS. Next thing you want to do is do a bank account. And then you want to go to get a simple web page with your domain name. And then you want to get a telephone number. You want to get your telephone number before you get your domain name. And I would say all of this probably once a month between a telephone number and your web. You can get a website from GoDaddy.com. It's only $5 a month or $4.99. You get your phone number from Southwestern Bell or AT&T, $30 a month. And you're probably going to pay you might can get free checking, just really don't know today. But let's say all of this right now is costing you $50 a month for an idea until you really develop it. So if you even stop at this particular point and go back in the future, say you go back, in the future, 8 months from now, at least the foundational things you've already taken care of. You have a timestamp when you file your DBA. You have a timestamp when you file for your employer identification number. You have a timestamp that you have a bank account. Maybe you only have $5 in that bank account, but you have a bank account, per se. Then you have a timestamp with a website. Don't have to be developed. You just need to just have one page out there so you can develop a web presence. And then you have a telephone number that someone can call. If nobody ever calls it, don't worry about it. But it's time-stamped, and it's making you look as a credible business. And so once you do those fundamental things, next thing you want to do is look at a business plan. Let's kind of formulate how you want to set up your business. And these are the things that you maybe want to decide on your structure. When you look at a structure, of course, there are some corporations, there's partnerships. I would say either, unless you really, really want a partnership, if you're a professional accountant or a lawyer, yeah, you might want to do a partnership because you can protect yourself and you know how to do that. Basic people who don't have a business background or who have business background will select a corporation because now that gives you a better credibility in front of a bank. You're not putting yourself at risk to get sued or have any liability. You're putting in your company name. And there are several corporate forms that you can set up now. There's a C-Corp, there's an S-Corp, there's a limited liability company. Even though you have your DBA, that actually allows you to be in business under that company's name. But if you want to move to the next level, I would say file your incorporation papers with the Secretary of State. Whatever state you're in, go ahead and file that. And once you file that, you have another timestamp, but also you are a corporation that you can do a little bit more things with and look a little bit better in your credibility when you present yourself to the bank. Real simple thing to do. It may cost $100 or $200. Yeah, it costs you a little bit more money, but it's putting you in a different level of structure. I would say if you plan to keep your business just amongst family members or people you really, really know, maybe you try C-Corp or S-Corp. But just form a regular corporation and kind of get in mind what you're going to do from 5 years now. Do you want to become a publicly traded company? There's ways you can get there. Or you want to bring investors in. There's ways you can get there. But think long-term. Don't think short-term. One thing that usually comes across my desk a lot in applications, and we're going back on this subject on applications and making yourself credible. Make sure you fill out the application completely. Don't leave any blanks out. If you have a blank application, just put NA. Okay? And we know that at least you acknowledge that you saw that question or something that needed to be in that spot. Fill out completely. I would recommend print, never in cursive. Fill out in black ink. If possible, unless you hand in originals, you might want to do it in blue. But you always want to do it in black ink because it's going to be copied several times. You also want to include your trade references. Who are you buying from? Who are you trading with that you can use as a recommendation? Those things are important as well. Kind of give you an example of a company. Let's say that I want to open a music store. Okay, I filed my DBA. I have my employer identification number. I also have my bank account. Also have a web page, at least one page of a web page, and also I have a phone that's listed in my name. You don't have to have a storefront operation in order to run a music store. You can run out of one of the rooms in your house, or you can run out of your garage. You can have music lessons. Yeah, you can bring those people to your house. You can sell some products like music books or some music gadgets, and slowly become a retailer. And you can build from there. Another lady called me a couple months ago and asked me, can we help her start a business. She has a dog grooming business. I said, well, it's fine. But do you have any assets? Do you have any credit? No, I don't have any credit. Why don't you do this? Why don't you do those little five things first? Why don't you build yourself a clientele? Don't look for $100,000, $200,000 retail space that you're going to be in always in debt, and you'll be servicing debt. You're stressing yourself out. Don't do that. Build yourself a clientele first. So I was telling her, why don't you start real basic? Do those five things first. Get yourself a clientele. Sell, sell, sell. And when you build a clientele, you have some place to go. You're building money in your pocket. If it's $500 or it's $1,000, if it's $10,000, just keep building, 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 and building your clientele. And you'll look more favorable to a bank when we can see there's a track record in an account. You have some clients that you say, okay, give me your client list or give me your accounts receivable list. You have something to show us and nothing at all. So I was recommending her to, okay. She said, yeah, I can do that. She really don't want to do that. I said, well, you might want to do that. Because if not, if you got a loan that you can't pay, why have a loan? Anyway, you're going to default on it. It's defeating the purpose. So she did start her little grooming business. I think she's been in business for 2 months. And we set her with a little small merchant account. And I say, just ask them to charge services. Well, I have to pay fees. I say, you're only paying maybe like 1 or 2% per sale or 1% per sale. Does that really matter? You know, if your product is $14, raise it up $1 to cover that cost. And believe it or not, if they have a credit card in hand, they're going to spend more. The little kid who see this little doggy biscuit that you made in your own house and you're grooming them and they want to treat them after they was a good dog and getting a bath or shampoo or grooming and you want to give them a little reward, if you give them a reward, they're going to always expect that and they probably be a good doggy all during the process because they know once you finish cleaning them up, they're going to get a biscuit. Well, you know, you do that first time, and then all of a sudden, they're going to get used to it. So you might just want to give them a couple of crumbs and have the owner, hey, we have these over here. Your dog loves it, and a lot of other dogs love it. Why don't you, here this is $5. Why don't you buy that? Believe it or not, those $5 keeps adding up, adding, adding, adding. So far this lady did what I suggested earlier. Now she's at $12,000 a month. And I said, when you get to $30,000 a month, now you maybe want to look at opening a retail location. But we started her with a $5,000 equipment loan to buy blow dryers, to get some credit lines established. And she's slowly building her credit up as a business. She's slowly building her business up, our clientele. So when she gets to $30,000 a month, she can handle a build-out from a strip center who, once you have good credit, because they're going to be paying $30,000 to build out your space and basic design. If you want some extra stuff, they want to make sure that they can get paid. But if you say you're making $30,000 a month and you have a good cash flow, it's just you and $30,000 a month. And then you can start getting more and more help. But mainly start that way, have a clientele, treat them well, and go from there and build your business from there. And then it makes sense that you can come back and ask for $25,000 and pay part of that. And then you can ask for $50,000 and on and on and on. Alex, my boss, was telling me when he first started, he had a client that, believe it or not, had some software. And this was about 6 years ago. And there were three teenagers who developed screensavers for computers. And this was he says, when, like about 2000, 2001. And all of a sudden, they got to the point they were making $1 million a year from selling screensavers. Because each screensaver was probably $5, and people can depart with $5. But they put them on the web. They talked about it a lot, and their friends bought it. Teenagers always have money. If they can get it from their parents or get it from something else, somewhere else, and slowly they build a $1 million business a year. He said it was one of his accounts, and he said, well, you know what we did? We kind of went to them, the parents, and said, hey, why don't we look at, sorry about the feedback. Why don't we look at bringing their business to a next level, hiring them a manager. They continue to sell, do what they do best in design. And we have someone that's going to be really accountable to them, a bookkeeper who can keep up with their books. And they agreed to that. They paid this bookkeeper $25,000 to say, give them quarterly bonuses. And that person not only did their books, he kind of helped them with keeping their corporate records straight. They got them incorporated. And he said one of the analysts talked to Kellogg. Kellogg agreed to put their screensavers in a box for free. And it was a free product, and they came up with the disc. They made I don't know how many products they made, maybe 100,000 or 50,000 cereal boxes. They put it in there. The kid saw the little free screensaver, and of course they downloaded 5 of them free. But if you want some more of them when you get tired of them, hey, we got 30 more that you can get for additional $5 on this person's website. And believe it or not, their business bloomed. And he said that was one of his largest accounts. They kept it basic. They kept selling. They didn't really spend the money. They did, they didn't have any expenses. They paid for the additional cost of materials and things like that. They paid for some general expenses. But other than that, they end up, this business were worth $10 million at the very end. And they ended up selling it to an IT operation, an investment group. And the rest is history. I don't know. I can't remember what was the name of that particular company, but they kind of merged along with another company, merged to another company, and so forth. So anyway, just kind of keep it simple is my advice to you. If anybody want to call in, you can give us a call at 347-324-3460. 347-324-3460. Or you can give me a call here at my desk, and I can just play it live that way. Our 800 number is at Apple Capital Group. It's 866-611-7457. And just dial 0, and then come right here to the sales desk. Again, it's, if you want to dial me here in my office, is 866-611-7457. And dial 0 for the operator, and be more than able to help you. Or you can call in Blog Talk Radio. Guest call in is 347-324-3460. I guess we can go on to another, since we don't have any questions right now, we can go into something else. Another suggestion. We've got 36 minutes left on this particular show. Let's talk about asset-based lending. Asset-based lending is not a traditional route of lending. We normally look at the company assets as a whole in order to make a decision if this is going to be a good fit for our portfolio. Banks look at everything, and they want everything. They want you to not only sign on the dotted line, but they want personal guarantees. They want your house. They want your boat. They want your car. They want your children. They want everything in order to give you a loan. If you do an SBA loan, you're going to jump through the same hoops, and they want everything. Now, the bank can't come after certain assets if you file bankruptcy. The federal government can't do the same thing. However, when it comes to an IRS debt, they're going to collect. But believe it or not, even with an IRS debt, if it meets certain tests, it can be expunged out of bankruptcy as well. So if some attorney tell you that, but it has to meet certain tests, and you read that online as well, or talk to a good bankruptcy attorney. However, asset-based lending is collateral-based. We want to take a look at your collateral. If you're in the trucking business, it's great because we know how much trucks cost. We know how much trailers cost. If you're in a tool and die or heavy machinery, we can give you a loan on that as well. But kind of give you a little information. Asset-based lending is basically, besides lending on that particular asset, we're going to lend on the company and the asset and how we feel about that particular company itself. Asset-based can be accounts receivable. We're going to take your accounts receivable and factor that. That's mean once you perform the service and generate the invoice, immediately when you generate the invoice, you can send it over to us. We will wire the money to you the next day, anywhere between 70 to 90% of that invoice. We can also take your commercial real estate. If you less 50% and half of that, we can kind of give you conservatively, unless it's a good piece of real estate that's in a high commercial district, we can give you probably a third or quarter of the value of that, or even a half of the value of that, that estimated value of that property, and give you the cash back on it. And that's called a lease sell back. Also, we do that for equipment. If you have some equipment, we can do a lease sell back on that as well. And we have a lot of programs for that. Since we don't have any questions right now, we've got 33 minutes left on the show. The show next week, we're going to do probably a couple more, but they're going to be only for 30 minutes. But this time, we're just going to allow for questions and kind of allow us to have time for tech issues. So let's go to, since I don't have any callers at the moment, I have a couple of emails I can respond back to. Let's kind of go through a process if I was a business. And I'm going to pick a city real quick. Here's a question from Houston, Texas. Okay. Let me respond back to him real quick. Let's use Houston since we're right there. We have an office there as well. And he wants to know how he can start. And let me walk it through you real simple. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to a web page in Houston. And I'm always going to go to the county first because I want that DBA. So what I'm going to do is Houston County is Harris County. So I'm going to look at Harris County. And I'm going to look for the district clerk. And I'm going to put DBA. And I can find that. Okay, here it is, DBA. And they give you a list of branch offices for DBA. And it is $15. You don't need a business license for Texas. You just need a DBA. If I want to go to be incorporated, I go to the Secretary of State of Texas and file for incorporation. And that's $300, but the franchise fee is paid in advance. It's a little bit more expensive because Texas don't have state income taxes. But the way it's designed, you can file a zero return forever for Texas. What they're doing is collecting some of that portion of the money to cover liability that if you don't file and, you know, they can collect something and then nothing at all. And once you get your DBA or your corporate papers from the state, and you can do that online as well. In the state, Secretary of State website will show you how to do that. You can file your corporation papers online. Next thing you want to do is get your employer identification number. If you're going to do a DBA, the same way, or if you're going to do a corporation, the same way on IRS.gov. The next step you want to do is take those two pieces of paper and immediately go to your local bank that has free checking or minimum checking for a company. You don't have to get a corporate account because those are usually for major corporations. Just get a small business account, maybe like from Capital One in Texas or Bank of Texas, or even Bank of America. Bank of America does charge. You have like $9 a month. But get one of those accounts and your timestamp. Now you got a timestamp for a DBA, you got a timestamp for if you have a corporate papers, you have a timestamp for a bank account. And if you get a corporation, you want to get your corporate kit, and there's some for like $30 online. And those will help keep your papers together. And just read through them, take your time, and have your first board meeting. Make some notes. You can be the only officer for your company. And I probably have a show on that, just corporations alone, next week. Or Alex will, or someone in his office will. The plan is to do this daily and post a schedule and let people know we're going to be talking about next week. So hopefully, before I leave here today, I can have something posted to our website or on Blog Talk Radio to show we have something. Okay, here's the other thing is, the other thing I mentioned, you need to have a phone number. So you can go to get you a telephone number from AT&T. Yeah, just go to AT&T. They have different plans available for small business. Here's, I'm looking at business, small business, and they will set you up on the telephone, probably $25 a month plus tax. I would say go to AT&T, and here's the reason why. Because they're going to put you in their directory or show you how to put you in their directory, and you want to get that timestamp because that's your first link that you want to get. But in addition to that, you want to get a website, maybe like from GoDaddy for $4.99 a month. I'm sorry talking about all over the place, but I will kind of post my notes about this session. This is an introductory type session. But if I go to GoDaddy, and there's a product called Website Tonight, or if you can do one page, just do one page just to get you a web domain. This is really important today because your domain is timestamped and date stamped. And believe it or not, a lot of people regret not having a website because it takes a while for you to get indexed by Google and Yahoo. Yahoo and Bing are extremely slow in indexing you. Google is really good, fast, can do that in a few days. You can do it yourself, it's worth doing, and in the future, a lot of things are going to be e-commerce anyway. Get it started, so you have to deal with this. Budget $50 a month. Say, this is how I'm going to pay for my website. This is how I'm going to pay for my bank account. Budget $50 a month, and if you decide to do this a year from now, 2 years from now, you don't have to go through these loops of trying to get these things done. You're already timestamped. And if you say that to the bank, I've been in business, but at least I have, here's my corporate papers, I have that. And, you know, when you do your bank account, just run it business only. Don't mix McDonald's in there. Don't mix Whataburger receipts in there and on and on. We have a caller, so if you can call 1 second. The sales desk. Yes, it is. Can I give you a call right back? Okay, give me a few seconds. I'll call you right back on it. Okay, thank you. Sorry about that. I'm the only person here, I think, in the Arlington office right now. Everybody's gone for the day. Again, apologize for that. But if you can have this information, you wouldn't have to do that again. You already established. Part of your bank account, you might want to get a merchant account. Set yourself as a Visa and MasterCard. Some people say, oh, I love cash. But cash doesn't give you a track record. Credit cards give you a track record and would give you increased sales. Imagine this if you have a credit card. We will always spend more and not think about it than the cash in our wallet. We have cash in our wallet. If we have $50, that's all we have. I don't carry $50 in my wallet. I barely carry $20 in my wallet because I'm always using my debit card so I can keep a track of expenses. But if I see something in CVS and I go in there for, just say, going there for a gift card, going there for some Tylenol PM or something, I'm going to see something else I want, and I'm going to add on to it. So I plan to spend $5. Unless I know I have $5 in the bank, I won't go beyond that. But I might stretch that. But think of the buyer. Think of yourself. When you go into a store, it's rarely you're going to go get one thing. You're going to see something else you want, or a piece of candy, and you're going to pay something more to get it. So you went in for $5, then you spent $7. If you're a retailer, imagine if the person only had $5 in his wallet, that's all he's going to go. But if he had that debit card, bring that debit card out to you. Hey, like the lady who had the little doggy business in her garage, hey, for those biscuits, she can go and say, hey, I have these right here, all giftly wrapped. And believe it or not, they will buy it. They will buy the biscuits. If it's $5 for their dog, they'll buy anything for the dog. Believe it or not. That's their baby who don't ever talk back and just give them continuous love. They will buy the dog $3 or $5. And you might want to make it in increments. Hey, this little doggy cookie, one cookie is $1. We'll buy a dollar cookie. I'm not worried about it. Or this little toy is $5. You can get anything from a dollar store. This, go online, you can buy stuff for dogs. Or go online, you find something for music. Find for this or that. But just get the little products and get your customer to charge on that. So, and just you're building a reputation. You're building a track record. Hey, not only am I collecting cash, I'm collecting credit cards. So when we ask for a statement, you're giving us a statement that we can see, oh, you have some customers right here. And your customers or X, Y, and Z. And excuse me a second. Your customers are buying stuff from you, and we can see you have some customers and they have no customers at all. So if you can kind of see that, hey, we have a track record coming up here and this is how things are going, but we can visually see that. And that's what we want to see, that you have some customers. Just do it slowly and start off. Maybe you can make $500 a month. And if you're a service business, you can charge whatever rates you want. But kind of build a reputation slowly, little by little by little. Then you keep adding on and adding on. And then go to a retail store. Hey, I'm expanding out of my house. I need to go to a retail store and do a little small store. If you can help it, try to get retail store versus a office building. Some office buildings will allow you to take dogs in, some of them won't. Some will let you take it on the first level, and that's it for a retail location. But if you can compare dollars for dollars, if you plan to be open at night, I would say go to a retail location, like a strip center. You have more control of that, but you have more expenses of that as well. Your rent is going to be a lot more for a retail space, but you have the flexibility to be open 24 hours if you want. Then office building, you don't. But kind of, when you do your business plan, kind of keep that in mind that you can be open so many hours per day and so forth, and how much I need to make a day. I remember going back years ago, a little cart that was popular in the mall that when I was in college that caught some radio station and some record company attention. This was like 1991. And I remember during the summer, I opened a cart as a teacher. You know, we were paid only for 9 months. We have an option for 9 months, or you have an option to get a pay for 12 months. So most teachers didn't have jobs because you didn't have that option, I think. No, you didn't have the option. Everybody was paid for 9 months, and that's why a lot of teachers had to look for pay during the summer because they didn't have a check because they made $30,000. Well, it wasn't $30,000, but it was like $20,000 a year. But it was done in a 9-month period. So I started this little cart, and I ran it all for all summer long. And it was a little CD shop. I got a credit card. Believe it or not, people bought on the spur, and I was making $100 a day, went to $500, went to $1,000 a day. But little by little, it just built from that, and I got a clientele. People started coming back, get the conversation. And it's thinking small and building your cash flow, building yourself, build your clientele up. Then you can migrate and go farther than that, if that makes sense to you. So kind of keep that in mind. Keep in mind that you want to build that way. You want to build from the bottom up, not from the top up and be indebted and trying to cover your expenses. Build from the bottom up. This little card caught the attention of Warner Brothers. Remember a guy from EMI took pictures of it, and he actually used it in his marketing meeting. And they actually tried to duplicate that because it was an impulse buy. When people walk through the mall anyway, they buy things just impulsively. They might be, if you walk to a mall, they really don't think of going to the food court when they plan to go there, but they end up going to the food court to grab something. But then they go cruising around. They go to the Gap. They go to this other place. They go to this place. They go to such and such. And as they walk around, okay, there's a court. Oh, I see a hat I want. Oh, I see this thing I want. Oh, there's some lotion. And once you hook them, then they'll come back if they like the product. So that's what you want to do. Start small. Build from there. Start small, build from there. Put your credentials in place, those 5 things I talked about, and just sell. Then we get to the point at the end of 3 months of selling, then sit down and pick a bookkeeper, or not a bookkeeper, an accountant, that kind of guide you, maybe a 30-minute conversation with them, say, guide you. Let them know what you're trying to accomplish. And they will tell you, hey, you need to focus on this. And so when you do your bank account, if I need to do a financial analysis to make your income statement or your balance sheet, I can pull from here and I have an easy way to pull this information together. I hope that makes sense to you. But that foundational things are really, really important of making yourself as a legitimate business. Let me get on another subject real quick. We went to GoDaddy, and you can go to any web provider you want. Today, you want to also look at Facebook, get your Twitter account, get your Facebook account. Get you some links built in. We'll talk about links on another show on SEO. Set up you something and other different type directories for your business. But just build it little by little. Don't inundate yourself in trying to get everything done. Don't focus on trying to find financing. Focus on building sales. Always sell. Don't focus on trying to get a business loan. I can't tell you how many applications we get. Probably 100 applications a day. We're a small outfit, and bulk of the applications have one issue after the other issue, and they don't have simple compliant things. I say you have to start over. Yes, you're here at this level, but you got to have a telephone number. You can't run your business off. I don't care if you make $100,000 a year. You can't. To an underwriter, they think it's crazy that you're trying to run your business from a cell phone. You can run your business from a cell phone. However, if you're a consultant, get an office. Get an identity office. Get a landline. Get something that we can say, hey, you are a legitimate business and you Fed compliance. You're out there. We don't see any negative reports. Or you're a member of the BBB. That tells us that you're a service operation, a promotion company, or whatever you do. But at least you're not running everything out of your cell phone. We don't want your cell phone when we need to, if you default or something happens to you. We want to know where the product is and where we can go. If it's your house or is it your business. It doesn't take all of that. Every building have a small office there and rent you for $300 a month. Maybe on Craigslist you can go over there and kind of split rent with somebody. Hey, if you don't know them, I guess you don't do that. But look at Loop. I think it's loopnet.com. And let me type it in. Yeah, loopnet.com. Search for an office building that's close in your area. And they believe it or not, they have, if it's a closet, they'll rent it for $300 or $200 or whatever. And even if you have a little small 100-square-foot office, you have an office. You have a landline. You have a website. So if a banker needs to come and do a site visit, yeah, you if you're like a little small studio or whatever, or a music studio, or if you're a consultant, you don't have a closet. But if he walks in there and he sees you have an office, you have a computer, you have a telephone, you have a TV or something, you have books on the wall, he can see that you're operating. You're a legitimate business, and he wants to pull your financials in QuickBooks. He can say, hey, here's my financials, here's my corporate records. That looks good. That makes you look good. Look like you're on top of your game. That's what they want to look at. They want to make sure that when they sign on a dotted line and say, yeah, we need to approve you, we're not going to be losing any money. If a banker has so many defaults, he gets fired. We get fired. We have to look at the portfolio to assess the risk. If you're going to bring your loan in, we don't want you to default. We want to make money. We want you to fulfill your loan to get another loan in the future to make money off you. But we don't want to lose any money either. So that's why I would say focus on sell. The list of callers will appear. Still, we don't have any callers, but we're going to go on anyway. Let's look at a thing I'm going to talk about, I think, next week. Show I'm going to talk about building your business credit, building your personal credit. And I'm going to have someone to come in on the show to talk about your business credit. I'm going to talk about your personal credit. I'm going to talk about one session. Talk about compliance, how to fill out an application, what we need as in business compliance, how to set up a merchant account, what's merchant accounts all about. That's going to be another show. Also, you can feel free to send us an email. We can answer your question or call in. We get a lot of emails a day, so you can send something to info@applecapitalgroup.com or you can send something to Apple Capital. Hashtag Apple Capital on our Twitter account, or you can post something on our Facebook account. We check those periodically throughout the day. But if you have some suggestions we need to talk about, we don't mind talking about that in the show. Let's see what else we have on here. You a lot. It's Friday, the day before Christmas Eve. It's pretty quiet here. The phones have died down. People still want the applications done regardless, and I think they're working on some of them. But come see. We, according to Blog Talk, we have 11 minutes and 1 second remaining. Did the clock change? Give me a second. Let me look. We got 10 minutes remaining on the show. Second. There we go. Apple Capital. You can call into Skype number again, 347-324-3460. So back to broadcasting. Since we have 10 minutes remaining, 10 minutes and 6 seconds left, I guess we need to talk about the things about our company. I'm going to go to our website and have three things here. One is our Mac that we do a lot of multimedia things with, and then we have our office software here on our computers here. We've got kind of dual screens. Look at our website, applecapitalgroup.com. And we have kind of a huge site. I know it's a hodgepodge of everything. It has a homepage. It has equipment financing, factoring. There's asset-based lending, our capability statement. We have a few pages in Spanish. And have some people out, at least get the conversation started and to contact us. We have also, of course, we're pretty big on social marketing here. We have a page for Apply for Financing. We have a join a meeting and some people who have making payments. Join a meeting is usually when we have daily calls in the morning. We used to do this session on join a meeting and send an email out, but I think we're going to use Blog Talk instead and allow people to call in so we can be a little bit more interactive. However, the only way with this particular medium, we can't show you slides or a PowerPoint presentation. We might can do a joint thing between join a meeting and allow people to do Blog Talk at the same time. We're still kind of working on that. We have a vendor page if you have a business and you sell business to business. If you're looking for financing for your customers, we can provide that, and it's real simple. You click on Learn More and go there, read our approvals. We do have 100% approval program. It has guidelines there. If you're a broker, you can fill out an agreement. Broker is a person who brings business to us. Maybe they're business consultants, and they do can bring business to me or to John Dixon. We will take care of you, and we can explain that program to you. Quick quote is a quick quote. If you want a quick quote on rates on equipment leasing, it's really difficult to do a quick quote without looking at a person's credit. We just can do that and kind of gauge, but it's really difficult to do. Depends how well you're set up and do you have anything in the credit bureaus. We have an awesome, awesome, awesome blog. I mean, we get pretty much a couple thousand hits a month on it. You look at it, you'd be really, really impressed. We talk about everything. In simple articles, straightforward, there's not only no more quick reads. We have one that's published yesterday on what's the shelf life of your company, the importance of inventory control. Real simple article on that. We have another one called 5 Innovative Ways to Generate New Business. We have another one that's called 4 Ways to Get Results from Remote Work Arrangements, which we were talking about that this week, and one of our account execs, two of them wrote that article on that. Also, we have 10 Ways to Sneak Fitness While You Work. Small business owners benefit from more active staff. We're talking about it here. We said a lot, and we're trying to figure out, hey, what can we do to make us more active? I'd probably gain 20 pounds just sitting here and eating because we have a lot of phone calls in the day. Rainmaker from your online clouds. There's an article on that. 6 ways to stay business savvy while traveling. We have a cute little holiday video one of our account reps made. You should take a look at that. 6 reasons why you need to reconsider your outfit, how you present to people. How to hire a family member. It might be harder than you think. That was published on December 9th. And we have Oba Post. I think we're getting ready to approach probably, I know definitely next week, we're going to hit our 100th article, which is really, 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 really awesome. We have people who email us throughout the world, how they like the little simple articles. We answer questions from anything across the board, from how to trade your company on the stock exchange in simple layman terms without having all the tech with that. But it's mainly the customer service. You know, if we get business from it, it's great. If we don't, it really doesn't matter. It's mainly for public service. It's building our goodwill in the community. Four ways to get your business ready for 2012. We have some articles you might want to take a look at, and asset-based lending is there. But if you really want to know something about business, take a look at our blog. Again, it's nothing to sell on there. There's a product store on there, but it was meant for selling. It's mainly for SEO effect. So you don't have to purchase anything on there. Back to the other thing is, we have 4 minutes and 27 seconds remaining. Business ethic articles, but take a look at it. I mean, we get a lot of hits a day on this, and a lot of people really appreciate me taking the time writing an article. We're all given a schedule once a month, and I think we just gave the schedule out for February. Everybody in the company is responsible in writing the article. We'll have someone to go back and proofread and do all the make sure everything looks well, but they're doing a great job in ideas and business, and I really commend them of getting all of that done. If you have any suggestions on topics we need to talk about, so just call in. Let us know. We can ask people and give that to you. But I'm kind of we have 3 minutes left, and I'm going to give a applause out to our employees who've write these articles, and pretty excited about it. If you want to call in again, we've got 3 minutes remaining. Give us a call at 347-324-3460, Apple Capital Group. My name is Tim. I'm going to post this real quick to our Facebook, to our Blog Talk Radio spot. Give me 1 second. It seems another Facebook account is linked to contents of that account. Let me see what Facebook. Facebook is really essential to have, even if you don't do anything on it, but it is, everybody really needs it. So I would say always, always, always get a Facebook account. Give me 1 second. Finish and go ahead and post this real quick. Technology, something fell. Okay, let me go back to, we've got 2 minutes remaining. Other than that, Mia, I really appreciate you taking your time out. If you listen to the show today, look forward and guest talking to you. We will post something out probably next, let me think a second, probably over the weekend. We'll go ahead and post something to the website, to the blog, and see if we can have people to to offer suggestions and give me 1 second. Internet is slow. Why is that? The joy of the internet. But anyway, I want to thank you. Appreciate you taking your time out today. I know it's really busy. And other than that, you can give me a call back. And look forward to seeing you probably next Monday or Tuesday, probably Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at noon for another session on Blog Talk Radio. Look forward to seeing you next week, and have a safe and happy holidays, and enjoy of talking to you today. Again, if you have any questions, give me a call back again. I'm Tim with Apple Capital Group, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Take care. show will be Tuesday at noon.